You're listening to SBS News.
Politics isn't always primetime viewing in the Western world's largest entertainment market. So the opening televised public hearing of the so-called January 6 committee, being conducted in prime evening viewing hours in the United States and being televised live on three of the four major television networks, caused many to sit up and take notice. It was on that date last year that an unwieldy coalition of various supporters of former US President Donald Trump breached the US Capitol building in a protest that turned into a riot and, according to some of Mr. Trump's political opponents, an attempt to overturn by force his defeat to Joe Biden in the 2020 presidential election, just a fortnight before he was required to vacate the office. It's an inquiry built on the fault lines of the stark divides in US politics and society. But Democratic Congressman from the state of Mississippi, Benny Thompson, the chairman of the committee investigating it all, says it has implications for his country's standing in the world, too.
January 6th and the lies that led to insurrection have put 2.5 centuries of constitutional democracy at risk. The world is watching what we do here. America has long been expected to be a shining city on the hill, a beacon of hope and freedom, a model for others when we are at our best. How can we play that role when our house is in such disorder?
Deputy Chair Liz Cheney is one of only two Republican Party members of the nine-person committee, the daughter of former US Vice President Dick Cheney, and an ardent opponent of Mr. Trump within his own party, says the evidence that will be presented publicly in the coming weeks and months will show Mr. Trump tried to engineer an insurrection.
President Trump believed his supporters at the Capitol, and I quote, "were doing what they should be doing." This is what he told his staff as they pleaded with him to call off the mob, to instruct his supporters to leave. Over a series of hearings in the coming weeks, you will hear testimony, live and on video, from more than half a dozen former White House staff in the Trump administration, all of whom were in the West Wing of the White House on January 6th.
The committee showed footage of the riot, previously unseen in public, and heard from Caroline Edwards, a Capitol Police officer who was present on the day, and documentary maker Nick Quested, who filmed much of what went on. Also unveiled for the first time, the previously recorded evidence of Mr. Trump's daughter, Ivanka. She says she believed former Attorney General Bill Barr, who derided Mr. Trump's claims of election fraud, over her father.
It affected my perspective. I respect Attorney General Barr. So I accepted what he said, was saying.
Committee hearings will continue for some time to come, but the primetime glamour didn't even have to start for some players on both sides of US politics to get their word in, especially with midterm congressional elections due in November. US President Joe Biden took a moment at the summit of the Americas on the other side of the country in California to frame the inquiry in his terms.
As I said when it was occurring and subsequent, I think it was a clear, flagrant violation of the Constitution. I think these guys and women broke the law, tried to turn around the result of an election. And there's a lot of questions, who's responsible, who's involved.
His chief Republican Party opponents are discrediting the committee. Republican leader in the House of Representatives, Kevin McCarthy, says it's just a tool of the Democratic Party out to get their political opponents.
Speaker Pelosi's Select Committee on January 6th is unlike any other committee in American history. In fact, it is the most political and least legitimate committee in American history. It has used congressional subpoenas to attack Republicans, violate due process, and infringe on the political speech of private citizens. It has actually been caught altering evidence. It has permanently damaged the House and divided this country. And let's be honest, it is a smokescreen for Democrats to push their radical agenda.
Whilst it pains to decry the violence that occurred that day, Mr. McCarthy says the committee isn't looking at the real story.
Now, let's be very clear. The violence at the Capitol that day was wrong, and we have repeatedly denounced it. But keeping the Capitol safe is not the point of Pelosi's illegitimate Select Committee. From the beginning, the Select Committee refused to investigate the real circumstances that led to the riot, including the lack of security around the Capitol.
The man at the centre of it all isn't anywhere near as circumspect. In a statement before the primetime hearings, Mr. Trump dismissed the committee as political thugs. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.